Oh, this first hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sun light up your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way. Christina's in Boston, she's from California. Tim's in California, he's from out New Mexico way. And I'm in Tucson, I drove down from Seattle. When the gig is over, I'll be off to Santa Fe. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn, may the sun light up your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way. Motel 6, Super 8, rest stops on the interstate. A futon at Linnaeus, camping on the coast. Racking up those miles alone, keep in touch by telephone. It's not an easy life, but it's the one we love the most. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sun light up your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way. Another highway, a new direction. Another place to sing at the end of the broken line. Another entrance, another exit. And endless memories of the places left behind. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sun light up your day. Good road, good road, find your comfort in friends along the way.
By request, Carrie Black on the bass, Cat Eggleston on the backup vocals, Heidi Muller on dulcimer and guitar and other vocals, and yeah, the Good Road theme from the album Matters of the Heart. Everybody wants to know, that's what it is. Heidi's going to be up in Spokane along with her partner Bob Webb, and they're going to be at the Unitarian Church there on Fort George Wright Drive. That's on December the 6th, and her tickets on sale all over the place. It's the Unitarian Church. And you can actually buy tickets at the Spokane Folklore Society Folk Festival this weekend, which is going on now, even as we speak. If we air this on Saturday and even on Sunday, this first hour, it's still going on. That's at the Spokane Community College there on Mission and Evergreen, I think. Already? Or is it Green? Greenway? Anyway. It's at Spokane Community College, not Spokane Falls Community College. Hello, everybody. I'm Dan Marr, and this is Inland Folk. You know, there's a video of Heidi and I singing Good Road together on the Northwest Public Radio website. I don't know quite where it is. I don't know where anything is on that website. It's getting too complex. Our playlists are there too, and so are the Inland Folk Archives. But you got to wade through a bunch of stuff to get to it. It's not the easiest thing to get to in the world. It's not as easy as getting up and stubbing your toe and walking into the kitchen in the middle of the dark night. And so you got to work at it. But when you get there, it's got good stuff. And the thing is when you get both to the playlists and the archives are available in an MP3 format for all you Mac users and a Windows format for all of you non-Mac users. And so it is there, archives as far back as 2006. And somewhere in there, too, is this video of Heidi and I in the studios here at Northwest Public Radio with a big Inland Folk banner behind us doing the Good Road theme and Heidi talking about how she wrote it and everything. It's really pretty cool. Okay. And again, Heidi Muller, Bob Webb, Unitarian Church, December the 6th. So there you go. All righty. Good stuff. Hey, the Waylon Jennies. You've heard the Waylon Jennies on the Prairie Home Companion about 1,000 times. And Heather Massey, of course, singing on the Prairie Home when Garrison lets her. And, you know, it's awesome. These three women, this trio, doing these vocals. And they've got a few changes, but they're pretty much the same trio they were back 8-10 years ago. They met at a songwriter's workshop. They're from Winnipeg originally. Heather Massey's from Maine. She now lives in Brooklyn. And they have 4 albums out. They're going to be in Yakima at the Capitol Theater on the 5th of December. Get your tickets at Tickets West. They're going to be at the Bing Crosby Theater on Sunday, the 7th of December in Spokane. Who knows? Maybe they're doing something on the 6th. Don't know. But yeah, the Waylon Jennies. Good stuff. Wonderful, wonderful vocals. And I will never, ever, ever forget the day that when I got this album. Oh man, it must have been in 2006, maybe 2007, somewhere in there. And I got this album and I heard this song. I thought it was one of the most amazing songs I've ever heard and one of the most amazing arrangements I've ever heard. And there really isn't that much to it, arrangement-wise. It's just wonderful vocals and harmonies building on themselves. It's called One Voice. It's one of their songs for peace. And, yeah, the Waylon Jennies. Yakima Capitol Theater, December 5th. Bing Crosby Theater, December the 7th in Spokane. Here we go, the Waylon Jennies.
Such a choice. me so. So I'm waiting for that train to come, and I know where she's coming from. Listen, can you hear her on the track? When I'm bored, I won't be looking.
Ruth Moody, Nikki Mahita, and Heather Massey, along with Jeremy Kettle, and I think the bass player is a Moody as well, Waylon Jennings, from their album Firecracker. Glory Bound is the name of that. Oh my goodness. Great stuff. And what tasty arrangements. And I think this whole band is going to be on this tour. The tour is called the Bright Morning Star Tour, which is the title of their fourth album. And we'll feature some of that in the second hour of the show. And then also something from their live album as well. There are four Waylon Jennings albums out there. And they're all darn good on Red House Records. They will be at the Capitol Theater in Yakima on the 5th of December. Get your tickets at Tickets West, those of you Yakimaians. And then they'll be in Spokane at the Bing Crosby Theater. And that'll be on December the 7th. I don't know who's sponsoring that, but I got a thing from Red House Records just yesterday. Yesterday being November the 6th. We're way behind on doing shows, folks. So if you got something you want on the calendar, now's the time to do it, because I am so far behind on recording shows, it's unbelievable. Okay? So that's how that goes, the Waylon Jennings. Wow. Wow. Boy, I hope I could see one of those. Maybe both of them. All righty. Speaking of good harmonies and cellos and fiddles and stuff like that, Run Boy Run, saw them at Folklife back in May. Run Boy Run shows up in the Seattle area. They recorded their last album in Seattle, actually. And I love this song. Want to learn it? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Run Boy Run. Great stuff. Rovin Davey. My name is Rovin Davey. My door's always open. I threw out the key. So let's form a square and stomp down our cares. Dance to the right, and don't take all night. Rovin Davey, Run Boy Run.
Take a will to buy a new day. I'll never be rich, 'cause happy.
like my friends have heirloom grays, thick cable sweater, shield against weather, and itchy, woolly, warm embrace. It could be ugly, I wouldn't mind, I just want that fabric behind me. Long hours, stiff fingers, hard labor, fuzzy things, something to remind me. Aunt or mother, sister, cousin, grandma may. Just a sweater, it's just a cap, but I want someone to knit me something like that. Katie's scarf is pink and green, it isn't all that flattering. She wears it for her Aunt Gertrude. If I had Gertrude, I would too. It says stay warm and I love you, and wear your coat and mittens too, and you're my girl, you look pretty in that. At Christmas I'll make you a matching hat. Aunt or mother, sister, cousin, grandma made it all by hand. She could buy them, but she doesn't. She has time and love to spend. It's just a sweater, it's just a cap, but I want someone to knit me something like that. It wouldn't be perfect, but that would be fine. It couldn't be replaced, 'cause it would be especially mine. Shield against weather, a permanent hug in a cold, cold world. I can bake, but I never knit. Maybe I should learn to do it. Make a fluffy gift for me instead of yearning for what cannot be. And maybe I would make something for someone who also lacks a thread like this. But still I think I will always wish for my very own hand-me-down family gift. Or mother, sister, cousin, grandma made it all by hand. It's a language made of color generations understand. It's just a sweater, it's just a cap, but I want someone to knit me something. I want someone to knit me something. I want someone to knit me something like that.
Run Boy Run. From Tucson, Arizona, I'm a long, long way from my home. That's called Bows. From their latest album that came out just in September, they had some pre-release copies that they sold us at Folklife back in May. Run Boy Run from Tucson, Arizona, and before that, also from Tucson, Arizona, who used to live in Seattle, Robin Landis, and her song about knitting. Wonderful song. There's a video, apparently, either coming out or already out about that, with Christine Lavin, who does the backup vocals on that. Christine Lavin helped her out quite a bit on this album. Produced by John Jennings, who is Mary Chapin Carpenter's producer, who is very ill. And I don't know how much Robin wants me to get into the whole story, but the album really is a labor of love and a labor of a lot of people getting together and helping everybody out and trying to make it all work. And it really, really was a kind of a life changer for Robin. And Robin is really thinking cool stuff and doing cool things and giving out sort of cool thoughts to everybody. Robin is pretty neat. I like Robin Landis a lot. From her album called Waterproof, we'll hear a couple more cuts from that as well, and one more from Run Boy Run, but we have to take a little bit of a break. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University, and I'm your host, Dan Marr. We have lots more music coming up, so you just need to hold your horses because we are playing all kinds of cool stuff. Hang on. We're taking a break. Going to be right back. Hang on now.
Support for Northwest Public Radio comes from WSU Performing Arts, presenting Within the Silence, a Living Voices theater production chronicling the Japanese-American experience during World War II. 7:30 Thursday, November 13th at Jones Theater in Dagge Hall. More at performingarts.wsu.edu.
Mostly sunny today with highs around 55 in both Pullman and Clarkston. Partly cloudy overnight with lows around 42. A chance of rain for Sunday, then beginning Monday, sunny skies, and on Veterans Day becoming much colder, with daytime highs in the upper 20s and low 30s.
Thank you. like tides pulling at my heart. Petals on the ground, floating out to sea. Don't know what slowed me down, so I beg the soil to tell me. And at night among the quiet stalks, when August's come and gone, another harvest is approaching. I am ripe but undone, and I wonder still. And they whisper to you.
clear, but it will pass. Remember, clouds don't hurt the sky. They only cover it for a while. And you are so deep and wide, you're nothing far can hide. When you catch a bit of blue, as you can always, summer day.
Robin Landis from her album Waterproof. Robin Landis has played the Tumbleweed Festival for bunches of years. She gets the little songwriter stage. She's one of those, she really should be on the big main evening concert stage. Tumbleweed's kind of missed the boat on that. They're going through, they're repeating a lot of folks that have already been on that stage when they have a lot of folks who show up that have played there for many, many years who should be on that stage. And Robin Landis is one of them. Just a really amazing, amazing songwriter. And just lately, something's happened in her life and her attitude is so cool. Robin Landis, from her album Waterproof. And if you go to, I don't know when she plays out in this neck of the woods, east of the mountains. She does a lot of gigs in Seattle and Boise and parts of British Columbia. But she doesn't do much on the east side of the mountains here. And so you can see her at Tumbleweed. I'm sure she'll apply again, and hopefully she'll get it, and that's how all that works. Robin Landis, cool stuff. The album is called Waterproof, with a lot of help from a lot of folks. And it's good stuff. Robin Landis, and before that, Run Boy Run, Spin a Golden Thread from their latest album. And we're just cruising right on through. Here we are from an album of 1976, release 75, 76, right in there. Good stuff, Gordon Lightfoot. Words to Live By.
Go first in the world, go forth with your fears. Remember, a price must be paid. Be always too soon, be never too fast at the time when all debts must be laid. Beware of the darkness, be kind to your children. Remember the woman who waits, and the house you live in will never fall down if you pity the stranger who stands at your gate. When you're caught by the gale and you're full under sail, beware of the dangers below. The song that you sing, you should not be too sad, and be sure not to sing it too slow. You come in the face of all common disgraces, and know what they're doing it for. And the house you live in will never fall down if you pity the stranger who stands at your door. When you're out on the road and feeling quite lost, consider the burden of fame. And he who is wise will not criticize when other men fail at the game. Beware of strange faces in dark, dingy places. Be careful while bending the law. And the house you live in will never fall down if you pity the stranger stands at your door. When you're down in the dumps and not ready to deal, decide what it is that you need. Is it money or love? Is it learning to live? Or is it the mouth you must feed? Be known as a man who will always be candid on questions that do not relate. And the house you live in will never fall down if you pity the stranger stands at the gate. And the house you live in will never fall down if you pity the stranger stands at the gate.
Oh, Gordon Lightfoot with Pee Wee Charles on the pedal steel guitar and Barry Keane on the drums and Richard Haynes on the bass, who was his bass player for so many, many years. The late Terry Clemens on lead guitar. Terry Clemens died a couple of years back, who was also instrumental, no pun intended, in a lot of what Gordon Lightfoot did. Played some wonderful, wonderful light lead stuff, would bend his strings a lot in Gordon Lightfoot's later heyday, and also did some electric work on songs like The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, which we'll probably get to in the second hour of the show. This is a wonderful album, and that whole conglomerate, that whole aggregation, Gordon and Pee Wee and Terry Clemens and Rick Haynes, was just amazing. Before Terry Clemens, of course, it was Red Shea, and that trio toured for quite a while. Lightfoot, Shea, and Haynes for many, many years. I remember seeing them at the old, what was the name of the pavilion there at the Kennedy Pavilion there at Gonzaga? And they did If You Could Read My Mind. And when they finished up, the audience wanted to hear it. They stood up and gave an ovation right in the middle of the first half of the concert. And he actually had to sing about the last verse all over again. It was amazing. Gordon Lightfoot, what a legacy. And kind of tragic, the voice just isn't there anymore. He's one of those that needs to stop. Gordon does. But everything's still available, if you can find it. All the stuff all the way back to the United Artists stuff, Gordon Lightfoot. Alrighty. Cozy Sheridan has a brand new album out. a 2014 release. Cozy Sheridan's pretty cool, and she's been around for many, many years. I don't know if she lives in Moab, Utah still, but she used to come out here quite a bit. She's done albums, tributes to Greek mythology, and some quirky, funny things, and some meditative, reflective things. This is from her album, her new album called Pretty Bird. And if you ever get a chance to see her, you should. Cozy's really pretty interesting. Like Cozy Sheridan a lot. And this is the title cut from this album, Pretty Bird, Cozy Sheridan.
In a certain tree I will make my nest. You could write to me at this address. I'll be there. And then I'll be gone. No matter where we live, we all move on. Make me a raven's wing. I will return in the spring. When the desert is a beautiful thing, pick you up if you fall down. Do you grow best in a certain kind of ground? Do we get to keep every home we ever found?
Oh, how the pretty bird sings, fly away. Oh, how the pretty bird sings, fly away.
That's really neat. That's on Waterbug Records. That's like old Cozy Sheridan. You know, she did a kind of she got involved in doing some kind of more rock stuff, cool stuff, great lyrics and everything. But you know, this is more of the folky Cozy Sheridan, like her first two albums. And wow, pretty neat stuff. Cozy Sheridan, haven't heard from her in a long. Long time. She hung out with the late T.R. Ritchie, of course, for a while. Wrote a wonderful obituary for him in February when he died. And they'd been together for a long, long time. And then he moved up to Bellingham and was still doing a lot of neat stuff. And there was a wonderful benefit concert back in February that Tracy Spring and Albert Snow put together with all kinds of folks, Belinda Bowler and Janice Carper and Heidi Muller and Cat Eggleston and Charlie Kopp and all kinds of neat people did that concert. Wonderful gig in Bellingham. Yeah. All righty. Well, if you can hear, if you listen, you can hear the Rankin family in the background. Un Jung Shin doing a playlist. Doing a playlist for quite a while. She is like a mainstay of this show now. She's pretty awesome. Getting up at 7 in the morning. Getting up at 6 in the morning to do a 7 in the morning show. She's almost as awesome as I am because I'm doing the same thing. So there you go. Doing the playlist. Playlists at nwpr.org. Like I say, you got to wade through a bunch of stuff to get there. Archives, same thing. NWPR.org. Go to Inland Folk, and there's a thing called calendar, and you got to go through that. But anyway, it's all there. Alrighty. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Meyer. We're coming back for lots more stuff. You just hang on, because we are coming back. So hang on now.
Karen Casey is a singer known for her mastery of traditional song, and Luca Bloom gives his contemporary singer-songwriter repertoire an Irish voice. They are just two of the artists who will let us hear what happens to their music when they approach it from the world of jazz this week on the Thistle and Shamrock.
Fiona Ritchie comes to you with the Thistle and Shamrock this afternoon at 2 here on the NPR and Classical Music Service of Northwest Public Radio. Meanwhile, there's another couple of hours of Inland Folk ahead. Do stay with us.
Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow Pullman, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston Lewiston, and KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood Grangeville, a community service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University, online at nwpr.org.